The Taliban leadership in Afghanistan again has rejected U.S. demands that they give up suspected terrorist Osama bin Laden. Today's rejection follows yesterday's appeal by Afghanistan's senior clerics for bin Laden to leave the country voluntarily. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad, where the Taliban's ambassador outlined the government's position. What more did the ambassador say?
Well, Ambassador Abdul Salam Zaif, as you say, made it quite clear when asked about President Bush's speech that the Taliban has no intention of handing over Osama bin Laden unless, and they've said this for years now, since the embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania, unless the U.S. provides proof of his involvement. Otherwise, Ambassador Zaif said, the Taliban will never surrender and never surrender Osama bin Laden. And perhaps upping the rhetoric a bit, he said that the U.S. has been too quick to blame bin Laden. And perhaps, the ambassador said, because the FBI and other U.S. agencies want to, in his words, escape being blamed for their intelligence failure that led to nearly 5,000 people being killed. But the short answer from here, at least, is that Osama bin Laden isn't going anywhere, unless, of course, he's already left the country and we don't know, which is a distinct possibility. And the Taliban remain defiant.
But isn't this at odds with what the cleric said yesterday?
Yes and no. I mean, the clerics, and let's be clear, this was not the Taliban government speaking yesterday, but a meeting of senior Islamic clerics. The clerics yesterday issued a lengthy set of recommendations, one of which was that the Taliban government request Osama bin Laden to leave voluntarily. And the clerics also expressed their sorrow at the loss of life in New York and Washington, but said if the U.S. acted hastily and went ahead and attacked Afghanistan, there would be a jihad, a holy war against America. But the idea of requesting bin Laden to leave is what got the most attention, and it seemed to indicate that some in Afghanistan, associated with, if not part of, the Taliban, are beginning to realize what they might be facing in terms of an attack by the U.S. But Ambassador Zaif, in his news conference today, insisted and stressed that the clerics' recommendations, as he said, were non-binding, that they were, in his words, only suggestions, and that the Taliban's position is, again, no handing over Osama bin Laden without proof. He wouldn't even say that the Taliban would go ahead and ask bin Laden to leave voluntarily as the clerics requested. So it seems as if we're back to square one, unless the clerics' recommendations are an indication of some sort of disagreement within the Taliban about what to do. What the U.S. wants done, of course, is clear, and bin Laden leaving voluntarily, at any rate, falls well short of what the U.S. wants.
Demonstrations are taking place in several Pakistani cities. What about that?
Yes, there have been several demonstrations already this morning. There was one in Peshawar that's along the border with Afghanistan, where pro-Taliban sentiment is strong. There was another big demonstration in the port city of Karachi, but they've been scattered so far. I think the real test will come after Friday prayers here. There are expected to be more demonstrations and a general strike, and that will give a pretty good indication of how strong the opposition to the U.S. is here and how strong the opposition to President Musharraf's decision to help the U.S. is.
Do you sense there is a lot of that?
President Musharraf says that he believes the majority of the people are with him, and so far the demonstrations have been scattered. They have been small, although they have been vocal. I think after today we'll have a much better indication of whether President Musharraf is right.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad, Pakistan.